much bigger than that? Ma'am, you're going to have to carry him out ma'am, because we're recording, we're going to have to carry him out. So who's going to do this? Okay. Sir, hold on. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will be conducting your hearing at this point, sir. So just hold on, sir.
Mr. Nestler?
Yes?
Could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Michael Nestler, 103-607.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation listed on your warrant of arrest. I see you were notified about this hearing on May 14th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. On that form was a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
No, myself.
Okay. The board members who are conducting this hearing today, there are four of us. We have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel lead today. Also in the room with us is the Honorable Mr. Westby, who is a community corrections officer with Department of Corrections. He'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. So I need to swear both you and Mr. Westby in. So Mr. Nestler and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Nestler?
Yes.
Mr. Westby?
I do, and at this time I'd like to advise the board that Mr. Nestler is currently serving a sentence of 3 years for a dangerous possession of dangerous drug conviction from arrest on March 17th, 2018.
March 17th?
2018.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Mr. Nestler, did you hear what Mr. Westby just said?
Yes.
Okay. So because of that, we're going to abbreviate your hearing a little bit. Normally the hearing's going to, it will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated your conditions, and phase two, to determine if you're supervision would be reinstated or revoked. Obviously, in your case, it will be revoked because of the new felony. But to complete phase one, I'm going to read this allegation to you, sir, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. The allegation on the warrant is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residence at TLC 2202 East Roosevelt in Phoenix on or about June 16, 2016, as verbally directed on June 16, 2016. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you weren't absconded from supervision. Mr. Nestler, is that true or false?
Yes. Correct.
That's true? Okay, thank you. Based on Mr. Nestler's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways of company. And I further move, based on the new conviction for dangerous drugs for 3 years, I further move to revoke his community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. Okay. Just marking a little paperwork here. Mr. Nestler, that was seconded by Mr. Johnson and agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Quinones, and the same for the revocation. Okay, Mr. Nestler, your community supervision has been revoked, and as you know, you're serving an additional sentence now. So this will conclude your hearing, sir, and thank you for participating in it today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
If you can give the phone back to CO3.